I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now,
it isn't Bill we trust, and I expect Bill Belichick this Sunday to turn things around.
Cultural change is hard.
What do you take away from where the Patriots are right now through 7 weeks of the season?
Well, they're really bad, Mike, and I think Coach Belichick, he didn't do a great job of preparing his team.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and be tomorrow. Safe, guys.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
Let's get to football.
Sports hardo Greg Hill.
Is he disgruntled and that's why he put the house on the market? What's the thing with Mrs. Gilmore and the laugh emojis? That's like passive aggressive, not happy to be here stuff.
If you're agreeing with Ken, you sound like an idiot, because you know who was disgruntled last year? Tom Brady.
Yes,
think the guys in the locker room go, oh, we need to get rid of Tom Brady and put Jared Stidham in him because
he's
better?
Well, maybe they did. All we heard about was the new vibe. The vibe was different.
Man, you sound stupid. Right?
Featuring resident know-it-all, Danielle Murr.
With Danielle being out tomorrow, can Wiggy do the news, and it can it only be from Black Sports Online?
Yes.
Okay. Black News Online from Wiggy. All right, yes. Oh,
I got something for all you hoes.
Joined by
they jello for us.
Wiggy.
This is the defining moment in Belichick's career.
What now?
Look at what Belichick is without Brady. He's below 500.
He wins 43% of his games when Tom Brady is not the quarterback.
I mean,
oh man,
Tom has got to be high on guacamole.
And behind the glass, our own Statler and Waldorf, Ken and Curtis.
Speaking of that, had a chance for the magnum opus Brewski interview yesterday. No follow-up questions about last week's kerfuffle and the Patriots aren't good anymore? None?
I already talked to him about that. What do you want? You want inside information?
You can't good anymore.
See, that's not even
I mean,
fair.
He should take a victory lap. He was right.
Yes.
Ken said you guys turtled.
Why are you afraid of Brewski?
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
You're going to get a COVID?
Wear a mask around your family.
The virus.
Cover it.
Some of the morning show hosts who don't have a clue what they're talking about. They're not smart people.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing beers. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Tough times don't last. Tough people do.
Dunsky. Utter whiteout conditions, Wiggy. Winter is here. Say goodbye.
Is that what it was?
Before Halloween, say goodbye to fall. And we're going to get, I think in Boston, somehow it's going to be 1 to 3 inches before this is done today.
Yep.
Is that possible?
It is. And I find it somewhat ironic that on the day we're getting black Twitter in our news, we're getting a whiteout in Boston.
Is that, Wiggy, are you all set with the news?
Yeah, I got some things. I got some good stuff coming for you.
So are you going to call it Black News Online or Black News with Wiggy? Do you have a name for the segment?
Maybe we should. I'm thinking just like, Black News at 7:30.
Oh.
at the 30.
I don't know if we need the time in there.
Oh, okay.
Do we need the time in there, Curtis?
What,
we
you, do it what is Wiggy, traffic on the threes?
Well, that's what I mean, right? All news is like, hey, you know, sevens on the seven?
No, I don't think we need
what
that.
Sevens on the seven?
I don't think we need the 7:30
Fox
part.
At 10?
Well, yeah, they do specify on television when the news is, but well, I don't think we have to put a time to
Wiggy's
it.
Wiggy's a big fan of the 5.
Well, yeah. You know what? I say black news on the 30.
Okay. Black news on the 30.
What?
All right. So in Danielle's absence, Danielle has a couple of vacation days left. Wiggy will handle the news at 7:30. But before that, we'll talk with Devin McCourty of the New England Patriots. Is he still on that team?
As of now.
Okay. We'll talk with Devin McCourty at 6:40 this morning. And there will be no Julian Edelman for this program today or for the New England Patriots this week. So no Julian Edelman, but Devin McCourty will join us on a Patriots Friday, and we got to get to this.
This is
I'm not playing this game every day now.
What?
You're going deep cut. You're going like late 70s, early 80s metal deep cuts.
No, that's not
my forte.
This is Steve Vai from the 90s, and this might be the greatest solo of all time. Tender Surrender off of Alien Love Secrets.
The greatest solo of all time.
Listen to this guy shred. It's unbelievable.
That's shred. The greatest solo of all time.
Listen to Tender Surrender over the weekend.
Layla, Derek and the Dominoes, Eric Clapton. Layla is the greatest guitar solo of all time. Please, Ken.
It fits with my theme.
Stop rewriting history.
Do you not know who Steve Vai is?
Of course I know who Steve Vai is. Of course
he's,
I do.
He's the GOAT. I put him slightly ahead of Eddie. Vi won, Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah, but I think they need
the more
to,
I think about it.
Though they need to be in different
listen
genres.
To this.
No, it's great. But you need a genre that has Steve Vai, Joe Satriani, just pure guitar guys.
Uncle
okay?
Cracker.
That's
the question. Who's the best guitar player? That's the question. That's the way we do the lead.
Okay.
BB
right.
King.
Plus, the song is called Tender Surrender.
Okay.
And I am wondering whether this is the white flag from Belichick. I never thought I would really give this credence, but Albert Breer of Monday Morning Quarterback has reported the Patriots have told other teams they are listening to almost anyone on the trade market. Is it possible Belichick is tanking the season? I think it's worth examining. Breer is not a Patriots honk or
He's
source.
Not.
He is excommunicated from the organization.
Okay.
According to Curtis, he was not allowed to report there for 3 years based on Deflategate stuff.
I mean,
so it's not like he's a plant.
No, this report said that there are sources, not a source, that say the Patriots are selling.
Mm.
And they're selling everything.
They're selling the farm.
They are willing to sell everything.
We'll throw the lamps in as well.
What a disaster. What an absolute disaster.
So if Belichick does what's best for the team, always, is it possible he feels like in order to win and catch Shula, I got to take a step back this year, sell the farm, and we'll go for it next year? It's a question worth examining.
Here is a 781 text that says, Greg, this is getting ridiculous. This is the largest Hillman jinx ever in the history of jinx. You start on sports radio, and the dynasty collapses in front of our eyes. Collapses in front of our eyes. All right, Ken.
This is an alarming report, to be sure.
It is. I agree with you. It's an alarming report this morning.
My man Bert Breer is at it again. The fire sale is on. And on today, October 30th, 2020, it didn't even make half a season. The debate is over.
Oh, wow. Curtis.
Tom Brady is the man behind the dynasty, not the hooded wonder, Bill Belichick, who has absolutely been exposed. I mean, this is as awful. A-U-F-O-L.
Exposed? He's been exposed? Exposed as what?
As an absolute pawn in Tom Brady's dynastic performances. Tom Brady is in Tampa Bay. They are on their way to hosting the Super Bowl at Raymond James Stadium. Tom Brady will play in his 10th Super Bowl, win his 7th, While Bill Belichick is sitting at home trying to figure out how the fire sale is going.
Oh, man.
I mean, he's already up listening to the stream just cackling at Belichick. He couldn't even make it half a year without Brady before he had to sell off the entire roster.
All right.
What a disaster.
All right. I kind of figured you might say something like that this morning, Curtis.
Well, I said it yesterday, and I'm going to jump on that train even hotter. I'm going to put my foot down on the gas pedal and say that this is the moment, and we just heard from Curtis, this is the moment in Bill Belichick's career where he says, I have all those naysayers that always believe it was about Tom Brady. I proved them wrong because I will win this Sunday against the Buffalo Bills, not only without Tom Brady, but without Julian Edelman and this patchwork team that I put together, and I will be right back in the hunt. This is the moment when in his career, when we look back in 15 years, when he's getting inducted into the Hall of Fame or whenever that is, whenever he decides to walk away, and they go, and he talks about the moment he came to that crossroads in his career, which was week six. Or is this week
seven?
You're
not week sticking
seven.
With this.
Yes.
It's week seven.
Week what? Seven.
It's week eight, actually.
Week eight. November 1st, 2020, in the height of Corona, a few days before the election, at his Hall of Fame speech, he goes, that game defined me as the greatest coach of all time, and that it was about me and not Tom Brady or any other player, because look what I did.
Can someone help me out? Was that not his exact lead yesterday?
No.
Was that not the exact same lead?
Yeah, but
I thought we were replaying.
But I did a big reflection.
What's the big deal? You came in, you did the exact same lead that you did yesterday.
No, I had the reflection that this is it. He will win this Sunday.
Okay. Oh, that's the, okay. You've altered it at the end.
So we could have had 3 minutes off.
You are predicting a Patriots victory in
this
Buffalo.
This is it. Yep.
In the swirling winds of Buffalo.
The swirling winds of Buffalo.
Is it going to be the greatest game plan ever?
Thank you.
Watch.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
Bow to the king.
Well, my lead was going to be about a new clothing line from the people at Stouffer's, the food people. However, I must address what Chris Curtis just said. I cannot let that pass without addressing it.
Oh, you've been briefed.
I alluded to this yesterday. One cannot fairly adjudicate the Brady Belichick question based on 6 weeks of a pandemic altered, opt out full, Corona laced locker room, no preseason, no practice season. You cannot make a determination now on the dynasty and whether it was all Bill or all Brady based on 6 weeks of a nothing burger.
Not to sound like Wiggy Greg, but you are a fraud.
No, I'm not a fraud.
Because after 3 weeks, Brady forgot what down it is, when he was yelling at his teammates, you and all the other Patriot honks were saying, Brady doesn't know how good he had it. What an idiot. Why is he in Tampa? He should have worked it out here with Bill.
Is a man's life judged on one day, or is it judged on the whole? It is judged on the whole.
I mean,
and there's a whole lot left for the both of them. So you cannot, and I guarantee you that most of the people listening to this program driving through the snow before it's even supposed to be snowing in this region are going to tell you the exact same thing.
Of course, you're a honk.
I'm not a honk.
You're just
playing
to the fans.
I call it like I see it. Call it like I see it.
After this game, we will be able to decide who the best is.
No, we cannot.
We will.
And it does take one day, Greg, because one day Bill Belichick decided not to play Malcolm Butler, and they cost the team a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. When we come in Tuesday, we'll be deciding who was the reason why there's six titles down at Gillette.
Well, we're working Monday, but are you talking about the Monday night game has something to do with it?
Yeah, I think the Monday night game, we got to take the weekend, let Brady play his game.
You think the Bucs are going to lose to the Giants?
Well, no, if Brady goes out there and throws for another four or five touchdowns.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, there you have it. On a Friday, our suggestions for the lead. We will get to Devin McCourty of the New England Patriots and ask him about the fire sale and other things coming up in about a half an hour at 6:40. But right now, the lifeguard and what is trending first time this morning.
Patriots head coach Bill Belichick joins Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier every Monday afternoon. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
We could all use a little extra money. Find Mass Money, a free service of the state treasurer's office with over $3 billion worth of unclaimed property. Find yours at findmassmoney.com. Now, Wiggy, how do you feel about the Patriots game, son?
Pats, big win.
Okay.
Big win. Defining moment. Belichick wins. Pats win. No Julian Edelman, no weapons, and they somehow they go and beat the supposedly the best team in the division in the Buffalo Bills, and we're sitting here talking about.
Well, don't you think the weather conditions at least help the Patriots a little bit?
Right, the great equalizer.
They're probably not going to be airing the ball. I mean, not that Cam Newton can air a ball out, but they're not going to be airing the ball out much, right? I mean,
well, who will he air it to?
It's going to be ground and pound, I would assume.
Well, when you look at this team without Edelman, you just said, who's he going to be airing it to? And when Bill wins this game on Sunday, are we not looking at him and going, what did he just do?
Yes.
It would be an epic Bills choke job is what it would be described as if it happens. Edelman will miss the game after undergoing a procedure on his left knee. Timetable to return is uncertain. Greg, you have to consider this could be his last game as a Patriot.
I guess. I mean they're not. It's not like they're not calling it season ending, and they usually do call it season ending surgery. But I will say that, you know, if the report is accurate that there's a fire sale underway and that the Patriots are willing to part with anybody, I'm assuming that a 34-year-old injured Julian Edelman probably does not end up anywhere other than Tampa Bay, right? Would Brady do him a favor and as the de facto GM down there, would he say, "Listen, we'll give you this for Edelman and put the band together for one more go at it down there"?
Edelman might make the practice squad.
Yeah, Brady might be like, "Listen, there's not enough room for you, Bubs."
There's a report he's knee on knee, you know, bone on bone in that knee. We'll see. N'Keal Harry also missed the second straight session, so your wide receiver depth chart is Damir Bird, Jacoby Myers, Gunner, Isaiah Zuber, and Christian Wilkerson and Mason Kinsey on the practice squad, Wiggy. So that's your crew. Nine players limited, and of curious note, Stephon Gilmore showed up with a knee issue on the injury report yesterday.
And when he
yesterday.
Wins with that roster, man, talk about pulling a rabbit out of the hat.
Lots of discussion on NFL Sunday with Wiggy, Keefe, and Fourier starting at 9 after Jim Hackett's fantasy football show at 8 a.m.
And don't you think you learn a lot about the fate of Gilmore by whether or not he is playing on Sunday?
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. He popped up on the injury report.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he's gone.
Devin McCourty joins us 6:40. Michael Irvin 12:30 with Dalen Keefe. Thursday Night Football, Atlanta over the Panthers. And a bit of a surprise, 25-17. And Clemson star quarterback Trevor Lawrence.
Uh-oh, Curtis, this is it.
Positive for COVID-19.
Coming up, Curtis.
The door just opened up for BC to climb the polls.
We'll have that game tomorrow at noon on our flagship 93.7 in Boston with John Vita Perel on the call.
BC will win outright. Take them in the money line. It's currently off the board, but I'm sure we'll be back soon. And Boston College is going to win because Clemson is looking ahead to Notre Dame. Okay. So not only are they without their quarterback, they're looking ahead to the big top five matchup a week from Saturday.
And what time today would you guess that Dale announces that he believes that Trevor Lawrence will drop a couple rounds because of dealing with the very dangerous
drop coronavirus? Drop a couple rounds? Good. He's going to retire.
True freshman DJ Uyangalele is the presumed starter, the number 3 recruit in the nation for Clemson against BC tomorrow. And the sad news that former BU hockey player Travis Roy passed away yesterday, paralyzed, of course, after that on-ice injury in 1995, 11 seconds into the shift. What a life of philanthropy after that devastating injury.
I mean, I think I shared a picture on Instagram yesterday, and just my thought on Travis Roy was, having had the opportunity to meet him a bunch of times, was what he was able to overcome and the way he went about overcoming it is such an inspirational story. I mean, I think about how many times I thought yesterday about how many times I whine about something that is insignificant. And that guy, you know, he always said that those 11 seconds on the ice at BU were the greatest of his life, or, you know, I'm paraphrasing here, but to be on the cusp of a college hockey career, have that happen, and then be able to turn that into affecting the lives of thousands of spinal cord injured individuals is just an amazing feat, and it's so sad to lose him.
And
so
I think back to last night, actually, Nancy Frady's, the late Pete Frady's mom, shared a picture of Travis Roy and Pete Frates dropping the puck for a charitable BCBU hockey game. And you think about those two guys in the middle of their prime in college get stricken with ALS and get paralyzed, and all that they did from that point on. It's really amazing.
That's amazing.
The Travis Roy Foundation raised more than $9 million and continues to do so. BU retired his jersey number 24 back in 1999. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
It's the Greg Hill Show.
Wake up, baby.
Tell your friends.
I love it.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
You got it. No, you can't stop that. It's a Friday. It has to get to the hook. Turn it back up, please. It is absolutely ridiculous that it is October 30th, that tomorrow is Halloween, mm-hmm. and we are dealing with plowable snow, as they call it.
Plowable.
Enough. Ridiculous. And it's not related. Don't text in and say it's related to some kind of a global warming situation or anything like that. I know that's what you wanted to say, Laird.
It's the fire sale down at Foxborough.
Can we not use the term fire sale when it comes to what's going on with the dynasty?
It's a fire sale.
No, it's not. And I can't do the whole show with Curtis saying that the Brady Belichick debate is over because of this report. I cannot.
I'd love to go home early if you're okay,
no.
Boss.
How about not come back? Is that a possibility?
It hurts. It's over, Greg. Just deal
not yet,
with
Curtis.
It.
Curtis. Monday.
It's not.
Monday we'll make the final decision.
Would Brady be laughing like that if there was any question? No. It's over.
I understand that it is a struggle and has been for Bill this year, but he has been dealing with a completely different scenario than Tom Brady has.
So you know who Bill should blame? He should blame the general manager of the Patriots that saddled him with this awful roster.
Who, Nick Caserio?
It's the same guy. Dang it.
Oh my God! We're having a fire sale!
Curtis, this would be, you should be pushing this as a Belichick trying to a conspiracy theory that the reason why he talked about Nick Caserio being the guy who handles everything is so this gives him an out.
Well, you can throw him under the bus. You can back up over him.
Sadly, even Bobo Patriots fans would not buy that this is all Casario's doing.
No. This is Owen. Good morning, Owen.
Hey, how you guys doing? Big fan of the show.
Owen, thank you. Before you get to Brady Belichick, I want to ask everybody today, because I want to know, are you going to be participating in any kind of rogue Halloween activities this weekend or not?
If someone comes to my house, I'll give them candy.
Okay.
If some kids come to my door, I'm giving them candy.
Okay.
It's Halloween.
All right, good. All right. What did you call about?
I'm calling because Chris Curtis is absolutely infuriating with this Belichick versus Brady debate.
Yes. Right.
When it's almost uncomparable because Brady was handed to a team with so much talent and Belichick left with a rebuild.
Well, why did Belichick not rebuild and sign good players in the offseason?
How about all the opt-outs that the Patriots had?
Okay, correct. You can answer a question with a different question, correct. But my question would be, why do they have $25 million in cap space?
They're saving it for next year.
Okay, so we just threw the towel in on this year.
They don't know what the cap's going to look like next year. Yeah, I believe we're throwing the towel in this year.
Okay, that's unfortunate.
I don't go with the whole, like, the whole next year thing, right? Because that goes
against... What do you mean the whole next year thing?
Like, they're throwing the towel in to rebuild next year. I heard the guys on OMF talking about that, Glenn, saying, well, it's about next year and the years to come. But that's not what Bill tells his guys. I mean, how are you supposed to say, do your job, it's about winning football games?
Yeah, but what Bill... I don't know where you're going with this.
That
which is a frequent occurrence. But what Bill tells his guys, what does that matter?
Those are the guys that matter more than any of the ones. No, the one in the locker room. If they don't believe you, how are you supposed to coach a team when there's a portion of the guys in the locker room that don't buy into anything you're saying?
Yeah. I think the issue is that this Breer report, which is sourced with at least a couple of different league higher ups, says that as of this moment, there is a fire sale underway, and your beloved New England Patriots are willing to sell almost anybody.
This is what the beginning of a fire sale looks like.
Now, first of all, I had this discussion last night at Capo, Chris Curtis, in Southie.
One of these days, give me a call.
While I was enjoying a delicious chicken Milanese.
Oh, you had the kale salad?
Milanese. Is it Milanese or Milanese? I think it's Milanese.
Chicken Milanese.
Chicken Malaise.
Malaise.
It's not chicken Malaise.
Yeah, I think it is.
But anyway.
You can say it wrong, Greg.
Can you tell me, other than Stephon Gilmore, can you tell me five individuals under the age of 26 that are of value to anybody else on that team right now?
Well, why under the age?
It's difficult.
Why the age thing?
Well, I mean, so you're going to go to Tooney, right? You're going to say Tooney.
Yep.
I'm going to say, okay, he's franchise tagged. So what are you really going to get for him, you know, for half a season from somebody?
If you figure that you want to re-sign him, then you can get more than that for Tooney.
If you're a team that thinks that you can re-sign him, then yes.
I would say McCourty.
Yeah, our guest at 640.
Okay, he's of advanced age, but okay. So there's value in McCourty. Mm-hmm. Who else? Unfortunately, there's nobody of real value there.
What about Rohrwasser? He's a healthy guy. Yeah. Help a team that needs a kicker.
Lawrence Guy might get you a first rounder, I think.
That is really incredible.
Lawrence Guy won't get you a first rounder.
It's a joke. I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. I was like, whoa.
Win? Is there some value there?
No. Yeah, but why would you trade? Adam, there's not a ton of value. Why would you trade a left tackle? Now you'd just be looking for another left tackle.
And for the people that are calling and saying that Brady, quote, took the easy way out, okay, that might be partially accurate, but why? If you were Tom Brady, then you're just saying he made the right decision. He went to a team that was more ready to win. He's 43. He's much closer to the end of his career.
No, I don't. What Tom Brady did, where he went, mm-hmm. that has no relevance to the Brady-Belichick discussion.
It does. This what Brady is doing in Tampa shows what he was capable of doing here had Bill Belichick done his job as a GM and surrounded him with the proper talent.
They do different jobs, Curtis. When it comes, I know Tom Brady wants to be a GM.
He is one right now, GM of the year.
But it is virtually impossible.
How can you not smile when you hear that, Greg?
It is virtually impossible to, as I said during my lead, which mm-hmm. I switched, to adjudicate this now based on 6 weeks of pandemic interrupted, opt-out full, Corona locker room practice interrupted season for the Patriots.
But why are you? Why
you can't judge
why
it?
Why are you the only one who thinks that way?
What do you mean I'm the only one? Bill thinks that way.
No, I'm talking about like for people that are watching this and on the outside looking in. We all look at it and go, okay, if Brady continues to do what he does and take that Tampa Bay farm,
like, do you listen to what is going on? Curtis is sitting here this moment saying that the question is over.
Well, I agree with him to a certain extent.
Okay, great. You're offering an opinion.
After this game.
It's not after this game.
I can't talk about the game this weekend.
Because if Bill's able to win on Sunday, then I don't think you can say the door is completely shut that it was about Brady. But if Bill loses, it's going to be Brady all day long.
So you're pushing it to... Then you agree with me is that Curtis... taking a victory lap this morning because of the Breer report is nonsensical.
It's a little premature.
All right, so he came to the party early, as we like to say.
I am doing snow angels in the parking lot today. Great. It is over. And, Greg, on Tuesday, when do the ballots close in Mass? 8, 7:30?
No, you can mail it in up to 5 months
later. Okay, but when they close the voting at 8 o'clock,
yes.
You know what they're going to say at 8:03? They're going to say Massachusetts goes for Biden. because they'll know after the first 1,000 ballots, 990 of them are going to be for Biden. They can extrapolate that and call the state for Biden. That's what we're doing right now. We are at the point. Tom Brady is the NFC Offensive Player of the Month. There has never been a Tampa Bay Buccaneer that has ever won that award. In his second month with the team, he has it. He is the third most likely to win the MVP of the NFL right now. He's got 15 touchdowns and one interception in his last five games. He has been dominant.
He doesn't look good for his Belichick supporters.
He went to a team. Does Tom Brady have anything to do with the way that defense was playing last year or the way it's playing this year?
Yeah, no. He's been the defensive coordinator working with Bowles.
Okay, but why does that matter?
What do you mean?
Why does that matter? Bill has complete control of this roster.
Yes, I agree with Curtis
to a certain point. As of right now, it looks like that it's going to be Tom Brady who wins this debate about it was more about Bill or was it more about Tom. Now, I'm holding out until Sunday that if Bill can pull some rabbit out of a hat, he's going to get a lot of that juice back. But the way Curtis is talking about, we're going to be saying it was always about Brady and Bill was a smaller part of being able to win.
And Greg,
hold on, Curtis. Jeff, what's up?
Hey, I got something for Curtis here that's going to really make his day.
Thank you.
A couple of stats. Brady is at age 30. Brady had a 70% completion. At this age, he's 72. He's doing more yards per attempt, and he has a higher passer rating than 13 years ago. Also, let me just tell you about GM Belichick here. In 2000, this is his last few drafts. He traded out a pick 32 and 96. One was used to take a guard. The other guy, the Lions, got Kenny Golladay with trading out of the pick. In 2018, he picked Michelle, obviously before Lamar Jackson twice, and then N'Keal Harry at 32 and traded out of 64. Guess who they took there? DK Metcalf. Belichick is a terrible GM. This team would be like all world still if they had just made the draft picks that they were given. But thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Great call.
Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Oh my God, we're having a fire sale.
All right, we got to take a break. Devin McCourty will join us in a few moments, and we can ask about the fire sale. We can ask about the coach losing the locker room. Should Gilmore be traded? All of those things. We'll do that on a Patriots Friday next. Then we'll get to the dumbest of the day. And then at 7:20 this morning, we'll get to Florida, not like the rest of us. Apparently, the full contact experience did not go well for one man at the animal sanctuary in Florida. Oh, and don't forget, because Danielle is on vacation, Wiggy is handling the news today, and he is calling it Black. What is it? Black news on the 40.
Yeah, I think we're gonna go BN on the 40.
BN on the 40.
Yeah.
On the 40. All right. That is all coming up. Devin McCourty is next.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
You keep my hands on myself.
It's Patriots Friday here at WEEI, and Devin McCourty this morning is brought to you by Twisted Tea, the original hard iced tea, also by East Coast Metal Roofing, Fletcher Granite, your local granite supplier, cutting and providing granite to our communities right down to the curbs outside of your homes and businesses. And Devin McCourty is brought to you by Zooty. Build any apps your company needs in a week. Visit Zooty.com for details. And Devin McCourty joins us on the Harbor One hotline this morning. And how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
You remember how to drive in the snow? Everything okay out there?
Yeah. It's not snowing out here, yeah. We've been good so far.
Wait, there's no, because it's all over metro, like northern, central Massachusetts, so there's no snow in Foxborough this morning.
Nah, just rain.
All right, good. Well, I heard you say this week that when it came to the guys on this team, that if you don't turn things around, you don't play, I'm paraphrasing here, but you don't play differently. You don't turn things around. You guys may get some questions about your employment future. Have you felt like that this has been so far a pretty good week of practice based on that?
Yeah, I also said, like, you know, for us, you know, it's been a good week, but it's all about Sunday. We're in a business where it's about results. So, you know, there's a lot of teams that are working hard, you know, I think throughout the history of football probably. But if you don't have the results, you don't get it done. You know, you don't keep jobs in this league. So, you know, I think for all of us, just going to work and keeping the mindset of we got to go out there and win on Sunday. And I think that's how everybody's been. But it'll come down to executing against Buffalo out there Sunday at 1:00. And hopefully, you know, that's what we go out there and get done.
Is it, Devin, is it tough for a guy like you to put aside noise like this Breer report this morning that suggests maybe there's a fire sale going on down there, or trade rumors that swirl about? I mean, is that how hard is it for you to not pay any attention to that?
I mean, that stuff is what it is. I think, you know, I always talk about that. In life, it's the same thing. You can only control what you can control. The rest of the stuff kind of is what it is. You know, if all that stuff happens and we worry about it every day, it won't change the happiness. So we just got to do what we can do, and that's go out here, practice hard, execute better, and try to go win a game on Sunday. And I think that's what our focus has been. You know, I think that's what it'll continue to be throughout the season.
You've been here for a while, so you know this better than most of us. Wiggy has been concerned that if Bill trades a guy like Gilmore, he may lose that locker room. You're a leader on this team. Is that a possibility?
I'm not big on the what ifs and all of that. You know, I think we'll just have to see how everything works itself out. You know, we haven't worried about that or thought about that. We've just been locked in on Buffalo. You know, I think, you know, you come off three straight losses as a team. We can't worry about, you know, what Bill might do, what Bill, you know, might not do. We just got to worry about going out there and playing good. So as a leader on the team, like, that's been my focus. That's what I've been trying to portray to the team. You know, I think that's what we can do right now. We can't worry about what's going to happen next week or the week after. Like, we're here right now, Buffalo. I would say nothing else really matters for us at this point.
Devin, now you've been fortunate since your time being with New England that – you know, you've been in a situation that it seems like every year you guys are always in the hunt. We know the importance of a divisional game against the Buffalo Bills that's coming up this Sunday. But what's the approach been like from Bill Belichick, knowing that this game here, I mean, if you don't win this game, you dig yourself a deep, deep hole to get out of it. Has this approach been any different, you know, in years past to this year, because it's one of those games where you know you don't want to bury yourself where you're midway through the season?
I wouldn't say really different, but I would say he always, you know, lets us know when we get into the division. You know, some years that happens, you know, week one or week two, but, you know, this year, you know, all the way till, you know, week seven or eight, this is that we're playing our first division game. And he definitely reminded us the importance of understanding that we're in a division now, and these games count more. So I think everyone has that awareness of knowing we're in a division, especially, I would say, you know, younger rookies. You know, this is different than college. You know, I would say every game, you know, was about the same in college. But, you know, here we still have a chance to go out there and play well in our division. And, you know, that's what it's about right now, I would say, for us. And he's definitely made that clear. But I wouldn't say it's been, you know, more clear or more dramatic than in years past. We've always kind of had that mindset of understanding when we were in the division and what that actually meant.
Devin, with everything that has gone on this year, pandemic, opt-outs, you know, a couple positive tests, lack of opportunity to practice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do you as a player look at this season as a legitimate one, or when it comes to the end of it, are you going to feel like there needs to be a giant asterisk on it in some way?
No, this is a season, man. I would say, obviously, like you just stated,
conditions and things haven't been ideal, but we've still been able to go out and play football. We've still been able to do all of those normal things to go out there and win games. So, you know, each year has some adversity. You know, obviously this year adversity has been like no other. But we've still been given an opportunity to go out there and try to win football games. So I wouldn't go, you know, with the big asterisks and, you know, all of that, because I think it hasn't changed that much where, you know, we've had that much of a disadvantage.
Now, Cam talked yesterday about really kind of understanding what it means to play for the Patriots and how important winning is here, not just for the team and players, but the fans in the region. What's the mindset been like? You know, you guys have been on a 3-game losing streak. What is the mindset in that locker room as far as, you know, because you're one of the leaders, getting guys to say, hey, listen, we can't let the noise get to us. We know where we're at right now. What has your mindset been like in that locker room?
I would say it's really been like an itch to win, you know. I think we all understand, you know, the area we're in and how important, but, you know, for us as individuals, winning's important. So I think that's been, you know, really the biggest thing that's pushed us is just that bad taste of losing 3 straight games. Like, we haven't won in a while. You know, it's been a long time since you went out there and won a football game. So, you know, I think for the locker room, I think that's been, you know, the biggest thing, you know, to go in and work hard, and motivation has just been like, man, I want to get a win. Like, we got a lot of guys that come from good college programs, guys that have been in this league that have won. Like, we want to go win. So, you know, I think that's been the biggest thing that has been, you know, kind of the thought process and everything going into this week.
So what are you looking ahead to Sunday? What do you see from that offense, and what do you have to do from a captain's perspective to get this defense ready for it?
We got to do a good job against the run. You know, I think, you know, we've been here with Coach Brian Daboll. He's a guy, he's going to turn on the film, things we haven't handled well, he's going to do. So we got to do well at those things. And then we got to try to slow down Josh Allen. You know, he's a guy who's playing very well this year, making the right decisions, making the right throws. Always have to be alert for him going deep down the field because of his arm strength. And then I would say the last part is the skill players. They have a ton of skill players. Adding Stephon Diggs, you know, makes him even more explosive. So it's not like we're getting this week a little less of a challenge. We're going to have a tough challenge in Buffalo, and they're the number one team in the division. So they're going to be looking to extend that and try to stay on top, and we got to really come out and play our A game.
Offensively, you know, you guys have been struggling. Is there more pressure that defensively you guys put on yourself to say, okay, we know that the offense has been struggling a little bit, we have to play even better to maybe help this offense, whether that's with short fields, whether that's with turnovers? Is that something that you guys go into consciously thinking, or is it just focus on the defense, we do our job?
Yeah, I think it's just focusing on the defense. I think for us overall as a team, we all need to do a lot better, and we have to focus on that before we focus on how we can make the offense better. Like, that's not going to happen. We just got to play better defensively, and I think the rest will work itself out and help us play, you know, better complementary football that you even know about, Wiggy. So I think that's really been our focus.
All right, the Twisted Question of the Week is brought to you by Twisted Tea, the original hard iced tea and the ultimate day drinking beverage. Get some Twisted Tea for the games this weekend. Keep it twisted. Devin, you played for Bill and you played with Tom. Is it possible today to pick either one of them as being most responsible for the success of the last couple decades here?
They're both very responsible. I think that's the question. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're both very responsible?
Both very responsible.
So would you say it's like a 50-50 thing, maybe?
Well, you know, not 50-50 because it's not 100%. There's a lot more people, ownership, everything. So
yes. Yes.
You guys can break that down. That's for the experts.
All right. Hey, listen, I got something out of you on that. I figured it was going to be a we're on to Buffalo answer that was coming on that one, Devin. So not bad, D-Mac.
I figured that was all the same.
Well, it's just a problem because Curtis on the show has already declared that the debate is over and that the way Tom is doing indicates that and the way you guys are doing indicates that it was all him and that, you know, virtually nobody else had anything to do with the success here for the last 20 years. So I just went,
not what I said.
Devin's got a couple rings, so I think, you know, you might want to throw his name in as far as helping the team win.
All right. Well, listen. We will let you get to work. And thanks for joining us this morning. And go get them Sunday. All right.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
All right. There he is. That is Devin McCourty. And he may or may not be a part of a potential fire sale should one be underway currently right now with your beloved New England Patriots.
It is pathetic. A guy who's been on radio for 30 years in the morning in Boston is trying to get Devin McCourty to hop on his sidecar and win a debate with me.
Well, because I figured his only answer could be Belichick, so I figured I'd have at least one.
He didn't. He said 50-50.
He did say 50-50.
No, he said he didn't say 50-50.
No, he didn't say 50-50 because there are other guys that were involved, and who got those other guys and who coached those other guys?
Those other guys look spectacular this year.
No, but I think that needs to be, like, we're up against the clock, but I think if you want to make this today the day that this debate is settled.
It is.
That has to be an alternate choice.
No, there are no alternate choices.
It does. It could be Bill, Tom, and the both of them.
Are you voting for the Green Party to make a point?
No, I'm not. But I'm just asking.
That's Walker and Hawkins.
Nice job, Wiggy.
You like that? It's a backcourt.
Wiggy's a Jorgensen guy.
But why can't it be three? Why can't there be three choices?
Because there aren't. It's Brady or Belichick.
Why?
That's it.
We know that everybody contributes to winning championships. I know that myself. I've been part of championship team. I've been on the losing end of championships, and we understand that. But when you look at and you're trying to decide, okay, is it the coach? Because is it the coach that wins these championships, or is it the quarterback? Because that's what we kind of noticed.
Is it the coach who spotted and drafted the greatest quarterback of all time?
I don't know. Maybe it was based on what we know.
Did Tom Brady just show up here and go, hey, give me a job?
Well, based on what we know, Dick Raybine was the one
That's where it started.
Based on what we know, Dick Raybine is the one that fought to get Brady here.
Okay, and Bill said yes.
Maybe reluctantly.
I mean, the thing is, like, you bring in the ownership group. I mean, Bob Kraft is owning the team right now. Did he forget how to own the team?
No.
He's here, and they're losing.
Yeah, they are losing. You're right.
And they're not just losing, they're having a fire sale.
Okay, did you think that it was going to be
fire sale?
Did you think it was going to be possible for the dynasty to go on for 40 or 50 years?
No, but it could have.
But to be competitive, I thought they could do that.
Patriots fans should not be angry at me for pointing this out. They should be angry at Bill Belichick. Tom Brady is still playing at an elite level, and you ended his career here, the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL, prematurely, because you wouldn't surround him with talent.
Yeah.
Now he's in Tampa on his way to a Super Bowl, and you're in the middle of a fire sale.
I'll tell you who's angry. It's guys like Devin McCourty, who you basically say had zero contribution when it came to Super Bowl victories and dynasties.
I've never said that.
I love how you threw Curtis under the bus, because you asked the Brady Belichick question,
right?
Then backpedaled on that, then said, go get him.
Go get them, guys.
Let's get back to football.
We will take a break. We'll be right back. It is a Patriots Friday here on the Greg Hill Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.